Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Good morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Tuesday, August 25th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. There's no other way to say this, so I'm just going to say it. Jed York spent the last 2 days in jail because he was arrested and pled no contest to disorderly conduct and possession of criminal tools while in East Palestine, Ohio. The disorderly conduct charge was amended from engaging in prostitution. According to reports, York used his cell phone, which is the criminal tool in this case, to arrange a sexual encounter with someone for $140. York was arrested at 9:35 outside Wheat Hill Mobile Home Park. We later found out that York, who got married in 2011, filed for divorce from his wife Danielle in May of this year, citing irreconcilable differences. The 49ers issued a statement shortly after the news broke, quote, "As this is a legal matter which has been resolved, we will not be providing any further comment at this time," end quote. So, what happens now? Well, I caught up with NFL insider Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk to understand what happens next.
The case is over. That's the thing. Usually when an NFL figure is arrested, really anyone, they're arrested and then the court process unfolds at its own speed. This was all done in a day. Arrested Sunday, and within a day, he pleads no contest and it's over. He's got one more day to spend in jail. He already spent one. He got credit for time served. He's got an $1,150 fine. And that's important because the NFL typically stays out of these things until the criminal case is resolved. Well, it's already resolved. He's pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct, which is one of the enumerated things that you can get in trouble for under the personal conduct policy. And the league has said they will review it, and there's no reason to wait.
We'll see if that higher standard of the personal conduct policy applies or not. What kind of punishment are we looking at here, Mike? Could the Niners lose draft picks potentially?
I don't think that they would take away draft picks. This is a personal issue, personal conduct policy. It's not a team situation. I think that there will be some sort of punishment. The question is, how will it compare to a punishment that would have been imposed on a player for the same thing? Because what they've always said in theory is that the standard is higher for owners than it is for players. You could argue in practice, and there's an entire section in the book that's over your right shoulder, Playmakers, where I look at situations where owners got in trouble, and you could come to the conclusion that maybe the owners are actually held to a lower standard than players. And there's no apples to apples comparison here, but people will be looking to see whether or not there's any basis to argue that Jed York got far less of a punishment than a player would have gotten.
It is amazing that all of this is happening just days before the team is set to leave to go to Australia. Could the punishment from the NFL come down before that trip, Mike? And could they ban Jed from going?
I wonder if we'll even make the trip. You know, there's no reason for them to not move quickly. There's no reason for the league to not say you're suspended for week one, because then that takes the heat out of a hot kitchen and he doesn't get sent to Australia. I don't know what's a worse look for the NFL, having to explain that Jed York's not here because of the misdemeanor no contest pleas in Ohio, or he is there and at some point somebody's going to ask him about it, unless they just manage to hide him from the media the entire time he's in Australia.
You want to know the most ironic part about all of this is that paying someone for a sexual encounter like Jed did is legal in Australia. So Jed York's team is literally about to go to a place where he could have done whatever he wanted without any legal consequences whatsoever. We've said it 1,000 times. The 49ers are never, ever boring. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Tuesday: could this incident with Jed York cost him control of the 49ers? Well, Tim Kawakami thinks it could, and he explained why in his latest article. If you want to read it, click the link in the description. One thing to watch: check out the full interview with Mike Florio. It is on our YouTube channel, and I also did post it as an audio podcast, but if you want to see my smiling face, click the link in the description. One thing you might have missed: if you wanted the Niners to trade for Vita Vea, you got the next best thing, off-brand Vita Vea, because the team signed defensive end Viliami Fehoko, who is the cousin of the Buccaneers defensive lineman. Fehoko entered the NFL as a fourth-round draft pick of the Cowboys in 2023. He spent part of his rookie season with a knee injury that landed him on IR. He has bounced around the league since then, but he has never appeared in a regular season game. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel and sign up for our brand new newsletter. Comes out every Saturday morning called The Standard Issue. It's a 5-minute read on the week that was and the week to come for the 49ers. The link is in the description. It is 100% free. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
My name is Bob Kelso, and I like whores.
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard Podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.